Atlanta has until May 9th to make peace for a peace summit. The international body that selects cities to host Nobel Peace Laureate summits met in Rome over the weekend and issued a statement. All parties in Atlanta must come together within 1 week or the summit is being awarded to another city. It was supposed to be a kumbaya moment for Atlanta, an opportunity for us to reinforce our standing as a center for civil and human rights. And we had so much going for us. Former President Jimmy Carter, who had won the Peace Prize in 2002. We're the home of Martin Luther King Jr., who had won the Peace Prize in 1964. And Muhammad Yunus, the Bangladesh microlender, who had won the 2006 prize and had adopted Atlanta as his second home. So we had every reason to celebrate when we were awarded the event in 2013. Planning groups were formed, host committees were set, announcements were made, galas were held. But then problems began brewing underneath the surface. Community leaders expressed concern that the governance of the summit was being controlled by a nonprofit, Yunus Creative Labs, under the management of Mohamed Bouyan and his wife. Attempts to have shared governance or planning of the event were rebuffed, and community leaders became increasingly concerned how successful Atlanta would be in putting on a global event under the existing management. Finally, in March, Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed announced that the city was withdrawing its support of the summit because it could not work with the organizers. Reed said that the only way that the city would get re-engaged would be if Mohamed Bouyan were no longer in charge. The situation has continued to deteriorate. Even Nobel winner Muhammad Yunus resigned as chairman of his own nonprofit, saying he could not work with the management. But Mohamed Bouyan has had a hard time facing reality. Despite losing the support of the mayor, numerous civic and business leaders, as well as his own chairman, Muhammad Yunus, Bouyan has been unwilling to step aside. Now, the World Summit of Peace Laureates has issued the ultimate challenge. Come up with a solution to host the summit that includes the city of Atlanta, or we'll move it to another city. What a shame it would be if we were to lose this unique opportunity to showcase Atlanta and to reinforce our commitment to a peaceful world. But first, we need to make peace at home.